From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Roddy Nickpour. Utah public schools are inching closer to the start of a new year. Most of them have at least a rough plan for how that might look. KUER's John Reed tells us what they're thinking.
Nearly all 41 districts in the state are planning on bringing students back to the classroom in the fall, with most returning to a regular Monday to Friday schedule. There'll also be online options, and some districts are offering a combination of the two. Kimberly Bird with the Alpine School District, the biggest in Utah, says they're bringing students back mostly because that's what parents wanted, though the plan is subject to change.
Obviously, we don't know what we don't know until we face it. And so we are expecting to not have things perfect.
Up in Logan City, one of the only districts taking a more cautious approach, it's planning to divide students into two groups. One will go to school in the morning and the other in the afternoon. Superintendent Frank Schofield says it's not so much a solution, but a trade-off between conflicting needs.
The feedback that we were getting and the data we had from our experience in the spring really was that face-to-face contact is something that we need to prioritize, so we need to find a way to do that safely.
All districts have until August 1st to finalize their plans. And after students register for in-person or online classes, districts will then have to figure out how to divide them between teachers. John Reed, KUER News.
More than 150 educators gathered outside Utah's Capitol building to call for stronger protections against the coronavirus for schools when they do reopen this fall. According to the Salt Lake Tribune, teachers wore cloth face masks during the protest yesterday, and they stood socially distanced from each other on the lawn. Some of them held signs that read, "I can teach from a distance, but not from a casket," and "Don't kill us." One elementary school teacher says that the classroom itself makes her feel unsafe, because the windows don't open and the desks are only a foot apart from one another. Governor Gary Herbert is urging Utahns to be extra cautious with fireworks on this Pioneer Day. The state is experiencing a historic fire season. Humans have caused over 80% of them. During a press conference earlier this week, Herbert reminded people to use common sense this weekend.
We should all be careful, keep water handy. If you have some sparklers or fireworks that you're using at your home, be careful, but have a safe and happy Pioneer Day.
For more information about local restrictions, the governor says to visit the state fire marshal's website. Utah's Department of Health reported 521 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday. The state's seven-day average is now just under 600 new daily cases. Health officials also reported 7 more deaths. 6 people were residents of long-term care facilities, and 5 were over the age of 85. So far, Utah has seen more than 36,000 cases of the disease, and about 485,000 people have been tested. Authorities have arrested a third person for his involvement in the destruction of a police car. It happened during the May 30th protests in Salt Lake City against police brutality. The FBI announced yesterday that agents arrested 28-year-old Christopher Rojas last Friday. He's been charged with one count of arson. Video of the incident shows a man, whom they identify as Rojas, lighting a piece of fabric, which another person threw onto the vehicle, catching it on fire. Rojas faces 20 years in prison with a mandatory 5-year sentence if found guilty. Federal arson charges are also pending against 2 others from Salt Lake City. With primary election results certified across the state, there's officially a tie in Morgan County. Election officials called a perfect tie in the county's Council District 3 primary election. Candidates Jared Anderson and Cindy Carter each collected 541 votes. Utah's state code outlines the rules for a tiebreaker. At this point, judges from Utah's 2nd Judicial District will make a decision, quote, in whatever manner the judges determine. Most of these methods are based on chance, like coin toss or drawing straws, and the judges plan to meet on Monday. Experts are expecting a surge of mail-in ballots this November due to the pandemic. Madeline Beck reports on how the Mountain West is prepared.
Utah and Colorado automatically mail out ballots already, and the rest of the region allows absentee voting without giving a reason. Still, President Trump claims voter fraud could be an issue. This is largely disputed by experts like Daryl West with the Brookings Institution.
There have been a number of states that have been doing this for several years, and they have not encountered major problems.
He says fraud happens, but it's rare, and there are safeguards to catch it. However, West says the expected rise in absentee ballots this November due to COVID-19 could mean delays.
It may take some of the states several days to actually tabulate all those ballots.
He says that means we may not get results on election night. There's a belief that delay could heighten concerns about fraud, though, and many fear it could lead to losing parties rejecting election outcomes. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
You're listening to KUER News. I'm Roddy Nickpore.